literature. We carry, well, those books of his that are still in print, and we're hoping to get some more of them in print here before long with your help. But right now, of course, Dr. Dennis Cuddy is going to be talking about his latest addition to his mental health screening series. What are we up to, about 33 now?
That's right.
All right. Why don't you take over and just tell us what the latest epistle is, I should say.
Okay. Yes, and this part 33 for your listeners who remember this, it's been a while since we've done one of these, is I try to include about a third worth of mental health, a third education, and a third social control in each one of these parts. And the first four parts are in a booklet, and the subsequent 5 through 15 parts are in a book carried by Radio Liberty in a convenient booklet in book form. But each one of these has an element of all three subjects in it. And we'll start with that, although if we finish a little early, we can pick up where I left off with this audience regarding my last News with Views column, which had to do with the Security and Prosperity Partnership background, which we didn't get to finish the last time. But in this, I'm sort of building a case that these three things are really interrelated, mental health and education and social control, and the envelope is being pushed forward, and you can see it piece by piece. In other words, there's no law in Congress which says, okay, everybody will report to one particular center for a complete diagnosis by the federal government and so on. But what they do is they fund various projects, and in this particular case, I give a recent article, only about a month ago, in the Seattle Times, where the reporter, his name is Warren King, writes an article, State to Check on Residents' Health. And this particular one is financed by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It heavily funded this. And several things are important about it. They're taking these surveys, and they're not using volunteers. In other words, sometimes in surveys they would say, we have a survey for a new diabetes medicine. Anybody want to volunteer to participate? Now, that's not what this is. They offer financial incentives, you know, $45 grocery store cards or whatever, and they pick at random individuals who they designate, and they literally come to the person and say, hi, you know, here's some money, you want to participate. So it's not really a voluntary situation whereby anybody can participate. And again, this particular survey isn't designating a particular disease. You know, we're looking for high blood pressure because we're concerned about that. This is really a very wide survey of many health issues. They want to look at your diet. They want to look at any medications you have. It's a survey for risks for disease. That's always an iffy subject. You know, you're at risk for whatever. And most of us can be at risk for something. And then they, among other things, they'll take a blood sample. Now, what's interesting about the blood sample is they probably are going to use it for what they say they're going to use it. In other words, I don't think they're lying. However, remember, whenever the federal government funds a study and gets a blood sample, they can get a DNA from that. So this could be in the future a vehicle to get your personal DNA if they want to. Specifically regarding the issue of mental health in the federal government, a woman named Catherine Power, she's director of the part of the government which is going to administer the new Freedom Commission recommendations. And it's called Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And after the break, we can pick up on that.
All right. Well, whenever they tell us that they're from the government and they're there to help us, we always want to be suspicious. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current herbal healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and Dr. Cuddy was talking about this woman who seems to be working for the government. And what was that all about?
Sure. The way I started out, even though the this series is mental health education and social control, is I gave an example of a very broad health survey that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is promoting and surveying. And it's not just, it was the Seattle Times because it's in the state of Washington, but they also gave a lot of money for the same type of thing in Kansas and Arkansas, and we know, you know, what they're up to. They're not going to stop there. But the reason I did that was they have a very broad sample. They look at risk for disease. They take a blood sample. They ask about your diet and medication. And the reason, as it applies to specifically mental health, is a woman named Catherine Power, who's director of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and that's the outfit in the federal government which actually implements the new Freedom Commission on Mental Health recommendations. Years ago, 3 years ago, in 2003, she gave a speech, and she said that mental health assessments are increasingly conducted in, quote, non-mental health, quote, places, such as child care settings. So the point is, just because you see what's advertised as a health survey, don't think that it might not include something about your mental health. Or don't think that if you just watch for the schools and if the school system sends home a notice that they want to conduct a mental health exam of your child, that that's the only way this can happen. It can happen in other settings, such as child care. You may be, let's say, in the state of California, you may find, and you know, I don't know this, I'm just, this might be how it happens. The federal government wants to partner with the state of California. Federal Department of Health and Human Services says, you have state approved, daycare settings, and, why don't you institute a policy and we'll help fund this, that children in daycare approved by the state of California will get mental health screenings. You know, something like that. So you always have to be vigilant about these things. For example, an organization called EdWatch, a good group up in Minnesota, has reported that, quote, all children, that's all children in Illinois, are to receive social and emotional screens, and the schools are to incorporate social and emotional standards as part of the state's learning standards. Now, think about that. You send your child to school saying, well, you know, I hope they learn to read and write and do mathematical additions and subtraction, maybe learn some history and geography and so on. But you need to be careful about these code words, this social and emotional standards. Just stop and think about that. The state is going to determine your child's emotional standard. I mean, that's part of, you know, like reading. Well, here your child can read, okay? Well, what standard does your child have emotionally? It's a very subjective property that they're trying to look at here. And so you need to be very, very vigilant. So if they're going to start setting standards, the state is, you need to get after them right away. In this case, it's Illinois, but, you know, don't be surprised if it isn't the state of Washington, Oregon, Florida, and everywhere else, that they start creeping into these values areas whereby they will designate what the proper emotional standard is or the proper social standard. You'll remember, your listeners may, in the early part of this series, I talked about the World Health Organization's broadening of the definition of health to incorporate social well-being, however they define that term. And you can see they can wreak havoc with that. And Dr. Karen Ephraim, who works with EdWatch, has charged that, quote, some mental and violence prevention programs are already labeling children as mentally ill or potentially, there's another one of these words, potentially violent based on political and religious criteria. End quote. And so it's really important that you maintain vigilance wherever you are. You send your child to a daycare, childcare, public school, wherever. You need to be very, very watchful about what the government is doing. Sometimes they sneak in through federal government grants to the state governments, or maybe the state government is implementing this, or, you know, as part of your licensure, you know, you want to get a daycare license. Well, you need to accept this. Part of your standards whereby your youngster will be judged as a four-year-old or whatever it is to see if they have a particular state-approved social well-being or emotional standard. And so the next part of my latest column of News with Views, because we're getting into these emotional standards and that deals with values, is that's not in there by accident. The child's values, which will be shaped and formed, and by the time they're adults, so will be somewhat permanently set, is extremely important to the global planners. And so, because your youngsters are required to go to school, you can homeschool a private school, but most send their children to public school, education is going to be the vehicle where a lot of these values are shaped. Yes, it's shaped by music and art and things on TV, but they're required to go to school. You have a certain amount of control over what they see on TV or whatever, but once they get in the school, they're the schools for 6 or 7 hours a day. And so it's important to look at what's shaping this internationally. And recently, the G8, that's the major 8 nations of the world, it was 7, and then they added Russia and so on, get together periodically, and this latest time was in Moscow because Russia has been added. And so the ministers of education for the 8 nations on June 2 of this year adopted this, what was called the Moscow Declaration. And it said, quote, we will prepare our people, that's the U.S. too now, remember this is U.S. too, we will prepare our people to embrace change through lifelong learning, end quote. Now, you get an idea of, it's not just the breadth of survey, but by this, they want to have the length of survey. In other words, you're not just going to have your child at 4 years old receive some sort of mental health screening, and when they're 15, come up against some emotional standard they have to meet. This is lifelong learning. They're going to be after you your whole life, from cradle to grave, to be sure that you don't wander from the proper path. And now the Moscow Declaration was strongly endorsed by the U.S. Secretary of Education, that's Margaret Spellings now, it used to be Rod Page, but the Secretary now is Margaret Spellings, and she stressed the need for, quote, agreed international indicators for international assessment of education performance, end quote. Now think about that. You probably thought you had local control over education. Forget it. No Child Left Behind says you, wherever you are, California, Texas, wherever, doesn't matter, to get the federal dollars, which they all want, you have to send your plan, your state education plan, to Washington to be given an okay by Margaret Spellings. And what is Margaret's view? We need agreed international indicators for international assessment of education performance. So it's not just the national. It's not just the federal government that's going to tell you, the states, and you at the local level what you're going to do and what you're not going to be able to do. If you're going to compete internationally and have this international assessment, it's going to be these international forces which are really directing your education for your child in your local public school. Because that's the only way your youngster is going to be able to do well on these assessments, if they go along with the program of this international assessment based on these international indicators. Okay, next, this Moscow Declaration further stated that, quote, ministers, that's of education, recognize that the internationalization of education is a reality, end quote. So in other words, if you had any doubts about this, whether we had internationalized education, they're not leaving any doubt. They flat out say it. It's a reality. It's here. This is the U.S. Secretary of Education and the other seven nations. That's it. It's over. Education's internationalized. And then they went on and cited the need for increased, quote, portability of qualifications and intensifying cooperation on quality assurance and accreditation. So, in other words, if it wasn't just the test that you had to be up to speed on in math, addition, or, you know, computer science, whatever, not only that, now you have to have your, quote, qualifications based on these international standards. In other words, you want to be a teacher, there are certain international standards. We need cooperation on quality assurance. That means all of these people, including the Russians, are going to see to it that we, you know, together, have this cooperation to be sure that there is this quality assurance for accreditation. So you don't get qualified and you don't get accredited unless you go along with these international standards. Relevant to the internationalizing of American students, I next state in this column that the U.S. State Department is actually providing volunteer coordinators for a curriculum titled, is literally titled, quote, Global Classrooms, end quote, which promotes the UN. So it's not just, well, yeah, I understand international, we got to have people who can add and compute and compete with the Chinese or whatever. It goes beyond that. You have this curriculum, which the U.S. State Department is actually providing volunteers for, which promotes the UN. So it's not just pure education. They have an agenda. They want to promote the UN as this wonderful international body, which I will hasten to remind you, 50 years ago, through its arm, UNESCO, put out something called Toward World Understanding, which said nationalism is a bad thing. Children are breathing the poisoned air of nationalism and is brought to them and their families by their parents. So, you know, get out of your mind that the UN has your best interest at heart for your youngster. The goal of the global planners, then, the next stage I move into, is, of course, as I mentioned before, a world government. And what I do is I give next a couple of quotes which you probably haven't seen before. I try to do that. I try to give primary sources and show how this all links over time in my books, which Radio Liberty carries, like Secret Records Revealed and the Globalists and so on. And so in this particular case, which we'll pick up after the break, I give a couple of examples that you may find of interest and haven't heard before.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we're going to go on with this whole idea that they're programming our children to become citizens of the world. They're programming them to be citizens of this new one-world godless government.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we're talking about this mental health screening program and really how they're trying to actually control the minds of our children. So go ahead, Dennis.
Sure, and what we were up to before the break, the last break, was I said the goal of the global planners, as I've referred to earlier in this series, is a world government. And as you said just before the break, they're programming our students to become citizens of the world. And in case your listeners don't believe that, just as I quoted Margaret Spellings before and their strong support of this Moscow Declaration just a few months ago, Rod Page, the previous Secretary of Education, when a few years ago we rejoined UNESCO, which, as I said, is a really nasty outfit, he said that our governments have obliged us to use this opportunity to make our children, quote, citizens of the world. So he used that exact term, that's what we're supposed to do, all of these participants under UNESCO, including the U.S., because it's rejoined UNESCO, we're to use education to make our children citizens of the world. And that's an important term because it's not like inhabitants or residents of somewhere. If you're a citizen of the state of, say, California or Kansas or New York, you have to obey the laws of the state. And so if you're a citizen of the world, the implication clearly is that you have to obey world law, which, of course, would supersede American law. And you have to remember that the UN were almost, always outvoted by the socialist nations. Far more nations are in the world are socialist than they are capitalist. And so we're almost always outvoted by these people. And what I said before the break was, I next try and give a couple of examples to show how this has been going on for a long, long time. And the first one I give is from Time Magazine, and it's November 4th of 1957. If any of your listeners like to, you know, check things out, don't want to take my word for it. If you look at Time, that is November 4th, 57, there's an article called The Living Tradition. And in there, it says that William James, who's the father of American psychology, made a, quote, eloquent plea for world government 10 years before World War I, end quote. So we see that prominent people, this would be 1904, are already, I mean, even before then, but this is just an example that most of your listeners probably haven't heard of, that William James, the father of American psychology, in 1904 was making an eloquent plea for world government. And of course, as we know, Colonel House, after the First World War, said that if it had not come about in fierce and exaggerated form, that they would not have been able to move towards the League of Nations, which was to some extent the ultimate goal of the First World War. The reason they let it go on for so long and brought forth such carnage and chaos and violence that people would become wearied and say, well, you know, we don't want that again, so let's all be happy and peaceful and cooperative, and in the words of Rodney King, can't we all just, you know, we'll live together or something. So anyway, that's a psychological mechanism that they try to do, and of course, due to Henry Cabot Lodge and some others, we didn't participate, and the League sort of foundered. However, don't worry, you know, there can always be a Second World War. And in case you think that that's outlandish, or what are you insinuating, Dr. Cuddy, that these people actually caused the Second World War? Well, you have to remember, I try and give primary sources for things. And so in one of my books, Secret Records, or The Globalist, I have a quote referring to Lord Haldane, and it's by Bertrand Russell, and Dr. Stans referred to Bertrand Russell and the coefficients many times. But in there, they're talking about Lord Haldane, and this is like a 1928-ish, and he's saying, oh, Lord Haldane couldn't forego the pleasure of the next world war. And so they've already got their eyes on what's going to happen. And so this is the second attempt. And early on, I mean, not 1943 or 4 or 5, I mean, 1940, they're having conferences about the UN, the United Nations of the world. And so they're plotting and planning this thing. And, of course, you have individuals before the Second World War who don't want it. They don't like American interference in this. They're isolationists. And they just don't want us to get into the war. Well, here comes the war, right? And it's horrible and it's awful and a lot of young people are dying. And again, you wear the people down, you know, wear them down so they'll be willing to go along with the world government. And one of the notable people prior to the Second World War who was against Americans' entry into the war, I mean, once, you know, we were attacked, of course, he changed. But prior to that, as long as it was a situation where Britain and the European nations were involved, he didn't want America to get into it, was Charles A. Lindbergh. He had been an isolationist prior to that. But after the war, he writes an interesting letter to Robert Maynard Hutchings at the University of Chicago.
And you're going to have to tell us about that when you're going to have to tell us about that when we get back here. That's Genesis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll free 877-300-7645.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And for those listeners out there, let me suggest that you really should go to newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And you can pull down Dr. Dennis Cuddy's articles there. He's got a whole flock of them there. And you just simply go to the web, the title page, and you look over on the left side, and you'll see a list of names, and right in one of the top two blocks of names you'll find Dr. Cuddy. Pull down his articles, copy them, read them, and reread them. Now, you can certainly get the first four or five of the articles in a pamphlet form for Radio Liberty, and then the next 10 in a book on mental health screening, all available from Radio Liberty. But you need to have his information. You need to study it. You need to look up the references, because I can assure you they are all accurate. So you need to get yourself informed, and then of course we do carry Dr. Cuddy's other books, The Road to Socialism, his book on cover-up, going into what really happened on 9-1, and you know, the Bush conspiracy theory is really not very accurate. President Bush says that, you know, Osama bin Laden sent 19 hijackers over here to America to destroy the World Trade Center. And obviously, if that story is true, it was a conspiracy to destroy the World Trade Center. But I believe there are other world conspiracy theories we're going to have to contemplate, and the book Cover-Up, which we do carry, written by Dr. Cuddy, certainly gives you a different approach. We carry Dr. Cuddy's book on Timeline to the New World Order and Education, so many other things. So with that as a background, Dr. Cuddy, please pick up the story.
Yes. Before I do that, though, you mentioned the books that you carry. The one thing I'd like to emphasize to your
your listeners is if you get these books and you do as Dr. Sand said, if you go to newswithviews.com and you scroll down the left side, click on my name, and up pops a series of articles in reverse order. In other words, the latest ones first. What you'll find is several things which you don't find in most other books or articles. I try to give primary documentation, in other words, diaries, private papers, letters, things like that, by the people themselves, and chronologies in their own words. But in addition to that, you'll find information that you don't find in a lot of other places, in the sense that prior to 9/11, you'll find how I was forecasting that we would be attacked. When we were attacked by terrorists, people would be more willing to give up their freedoms, some of their freedoms, and sure enough, the afternoon of 9/11 they did. You'll find out that in the book Cover Up, that before the war in Iraq, before it, I was saying what Saddam's secret strategy would be. I would later say Saddam will be captured soon, and a month later he's captured after this article I did, and so on. So you'll find things in advance. You'll find freedom of information requests that others aren't talking about that make certain linkages that are important pieces of a larger puzzle. So even if you have a good book, and there's some good books out on 9/11, you'll probably find something a little different, additional in these works, these articles or books. And so, picking back up on what Dr. Stan said, this is an example of something you probably haven't seen before. And I just mentioned one Time magazine piece, and of course, the Second World War is coming about. The global planners say that this will be an opportunity to once again try to have this world government. They're not real satisfied with it. That's why they, after the UN is set up, they come along and also establish the World Federalist Association, because they didn't think the UN went far enough. But they're using it now. It's all part of the scheme. So what we have is the Second World War wears people down, and previous isolationists are now coming around to this particular view. And the example I give, as I said, I don't just say these things. You can check this out for yourself. If you look at an article in Time magazine again, it's March 29 of 1948, you'll see an article called Something to Talk About. And in that, you have University of Chicago Chancellor Robert Maynard Hutchins, and he has received, I said before, a letter. It's actually a phone call. He got a call from Charles Lindbergh. And Lindbergh said, quote, "What's this world government?" He had heard Hutchins talking about. "If I knew," this is Lindbergh, "if I knew, I might be for it," end quote. So here you have a previously isolationist person not wanting America to get involved in these global arrangements. But now, you know, he might be for this. And so Hutchins responds to him on the phone line, quote, "Call back in about 2 years. We're working on it," end quote. And if any of you look at my books, and this is an example of what I was just talking about, if you look at my books, you'll find in several of them that in 1948, that's the 2 years later Hutchins was talking about, Hutchins, along with Mortimer Adler, who was a piece of work in himself, he was editor of Encyclopedia Britannica and some other things, along with Rexford Tugwell, and there's always a Rhodes Scholar involved in these. This particular Rhodes Scholar was Stringfellow Barr and some others. They co-authored in that particular year preliminary draft of a world constitution. Now remember, this is several years after the UN, so they're cooking up something else. They're not just satisfied with the UN because it has a veto in the Security Council. And what this draft of a world constitution advocates is regional federation on the way to world federation or world government. And if you've listened to me in the past, you've noticed that I have mentioned that that's part of Cecil Rhodes' plan, linking these regional economic arrangements into this world federal government. It'd be socialist, the synthesis of Eastern communism and Western capitalism. Okay, so finally in this series, part 33, I talk about these a regional federation today. An example would be this planned North American Union they have. And I described it in my previous article, which we'll touch on in a minute again. We didn't get through it last time. It's titled Security and Prosperity Partnership Background. The latest thing I want to point out about that is that you have communist Chinese containers offloaded. Now, they're going to come into Florida as well, but this is an example, one example. They're going to be offloaded in a deep water Mexican port called Lázaro Cárdenas, as well as another one, Manzanillo. And then they're transported from there by either Mexican trucks, Mexican drivers, Mexican trucks, or what's called the Kansas City Southern Railroad de Mexico. See, it's all linked up from there to San Antonio, then on up to Kansas City.
And that's the hub for this whole thing.
Right, the hub where you will have a Mexican customs official inspecting the thing up in Kansas City.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to know that we get the Mexicans checking, you know, things that are going to be coming into our country?
Well, not only that, the city, you, at the first of the program, you mentioned where I'm located, where I live, in Raleigh, North Carolina. We have a Mexican consulate here, just a few miles up the road from where I am. It's been there for years because outside of the Southwest, we probably have more Mexican immigrants than anybody else. So this idea of, you know, well, this is just a Southwestern problem, forget it. It's going national. They're getting up into Colorado and Minnesota, I mean, everywhere. And so this is where they would go. And then from there, of course, they will be dispersed throughout the U.S. or continue up what's going to be the Trans-America Superhighway up to Canada. It'll be an extension of the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is in the works. So anyway, well, who operates this stuff? I mean, who controls this port of Lázaro Cárdenas? Well, guess who? It's our old friend.
Hutchison
Whampoa Ports. Hutchison Ports Holding, with which Hutchison Whampoa is affiliated. And they're of Hong Kong, which is now, you know, Chinese communist. The British let go some years ago. And they just also happen to own Panama Ports Company, which means they own the port facilities at both ends of the Panama Canal, at Balboa and Cristobal, right? So that's convenient for them in case we have a war with them as well. Well, how can this happen? You know, how can we be undermining American longshoremen and at the shores and American Teamsters on the trucks? Well, lo and behold, guess who our Secretary of Labor is, who's supposed to be, you know, supporting American labor, right? American jobs. Well, it's the U.S. Secretary of Labor, Elaine Chao, whose father just happens to be real good buddies with the Chinese communist leaders. And she apparently isn't that concerned about the loss of jobs that this will mean. And you may say, well, this is outrageous. We're going to call up the U.S. Senate. We're going to put it in. Well, hold the fort. You know, that base is covered as well. Guess who Elaine Chao is married to? She's married to a very high-ranking Republican, Senator Mitch McConnell. So I'm sure he will look very carefully at any efforts to undermine this effort if it comes up in the U.S. Senate. So I hope from this you're getting a picture of how all these things are interconnected and interlocked and covered with, I remember when I was in Washington, they used to have a phrase, personnel is policy. And so what you do is you occupy key or strategic locations in government. That's what Rhodes said. He said, you know, after 60 years or so, we will have enough people in key positions in industry and government and education and journalism that we, as he put it, he said, we won't even need a conspiracy anymore. You know, we will have this global network who will all think alike. And it really sort of makes, it's an ingenious thing, actually, because if you have a, quote, conspiracy, you know, meeting at midnight every Tuesday with secret handshakes, you always run the possibility of somebody, you know, blowing the whistle on this thing. But if you actually groom people from an early age to think this way, to program them this way, get them locked into this network and beholden to people, or in some cases maybe, you know, they're holding something over their heads that they could reveal to the press or something, it's a far, far better way because you have plausible deniability. You know, you can't pinpoint, say, aha, you know, I broke into the secret vault or something. And so that's basically how they're doing this, and we don't have a lot of time, so I'll just pick up from where we left off previously with the Security and Prosperity Partnership with this audience. I had mentioned early on about Lord Alfred Milner implementing Rhodes's plan and these regional economic arrangements, and we had gone on up through the CFR's Foreign Affairs of 74 and then in-round around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, and I had already mentioned the Pacific Northwest Economic Region. And I gave a website. Your listeners can look at www.PNNancyWER.org. That's a region. Forget the border between Canada and the U.S. This is a economic region. They work together as a region, educational, everything else. That's the British Columbia and Alberta, two Canadian provinces, as well as five American states, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, and Alaska. So they're breaking down the borders in this way. Then we come up, and that was 1991, and Mikhail Gorbachev, State of the World Forum, I had mentioned how Zbigniew Brzezinski had mentioned the same thing, following Rhodes' plan, that they would cannot, he said, leap into world government through one quick step. It'll be progressive regionalization. I next mentioned that Rhodes Scholar and future CFR president in 1996, his name is Richard Haass, wrote an article in Washington Post, Palm Beach Post, and others, literally forecasting 9/11, talking about what price are you prepared to pay, this war against terrorism is unlimited battles, you're going to have longer lines before ending buildings and delays at airports, you're going to have to compromise some of your civil liberties. This is all 5 years before 9/11.
Dave, he talked about surveillance. You're going to have
right.
to be a lot
surveillance,
more surveillance.
Phone taps and surveillance, right. Not just visual, but phone taps as well. You know, guess what we're talking about today.
And it's all planned, ladies and gentlemen. It was all planned long ahead of time by the elite. They needed an incident to get the American people to go along with the war on terrorism. Just that simple.
Absolutely. And it's not just, giving up your liberties. You have to link military. So the next thing I put was the Toronto Star. Again, your listeners can go to this. You go on the web, Toronto Star, July 7th, 1999. They published something called NAFTA for Military Proposed. Well, who's it proposed by? Somebody at the U.S. Army War College. So this isn't, some flaky ivory tower type at Harvard. This is Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Nunez, the War College, advocating a joint command for American, Mexican, and Canadian forces. The next year, about a year later, June 17th, also in Canada, the Canadian Citizen, it's out of Ottawa, the Citizen newspaper published Border with U.S. Likely to Disappear. And it begins as follows, quote, an American think tank is calling on Canada, U.S., and Mexico to combine customs, immigration, security functions to the point where borders become almost irrelevant. And who is it? Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. They have this, what they called at the time, the North American, quote, integration project. You'll hear that word again. We've also mentioned in the past, 2002, David Rockefeller acknowledging, we won't go into it again, but he literally says, I'm guilty and proud of it, when he said he's been charged and his family with being part of a secret cabal conspiring against the best interest of the United States to bring about a global integrated economic and political structure, world government. He said, yeah, that's right, I'm proud of that. And so now we're up to 2004, and during the presidential campaign, in terms of the Security and Prosperity Partnership joining the three countries, once again, he doesn't send it out for general consumption, but President Bush mails this video just to Hispanic voters, and he's waving the Mexican flag. I mean, what's he doing that for? Why is any president why was the president of Russia waving the, Algerian flag? I mean, why would they do that? So in this case, he's waving the Mexican flag, and he's saying, quote, about 15 years before the Civil War, much of the American West was northern Mexico. The people who lived there were not called Latinos or Hispanics. They were Mexican citizens. Until all that land became part of the United States, after that, many of them were treated as foreigners in their own land. In their own land, quote. Picking up on that, the LA Times on April 2 of this year said President Bush, quote, essentially described millions of Americans who populate his home state, Texas, as the true foreigners in someone else's native land, end quote. And after that, in 2005, Catherine Harris, you may remember her of Dangling Chad fame down in Florida, she introduced a particular piece of legislation to do exactly this, to further this combination, this integration of the nations. And then finally, I put in the Security and Prosperity Partnership how Robert Congdon, he's in Scotland, but he's just completing a manuscript on the gradualistic covert process that they're using, he picked up on Jean Monnet, that they used in Europe. And this is the same model that we're following. It's a new kind of global governance, they said they're aiming at. This has been the European Union's paper, Strategic Objectives. He says a new kind of global, not just European, global governance to manage global economic and environment. 3 months later, March 31 of 2000, the president, Romano Prodi, delivered a speech titled Europe and Global Governance, in which he declared, quote, that global governance can emerge only from interregional cooperation. That it is, he continues, this means pursuing both economic and political integration. Our European model of integration is the most developed in the world. I believe we can make a convincing case it should also work globally, end quote. That's the plan. Use the European model, but it's going global to integrate all of these regions into a world government.
And I think it's coming like a freight train right down the tracks. And of course, with that, of course, they're going to have another war, though, before we give up all of our freedom. And they're planning on it. Everything's long-range planning, ladies and gentlemen. They knew decades ago all about the war on terrorism. But, of course, they had to give us some sort of an incentive to be willing to give up our freedom. And that's what took place on September 11th. And at night, while we were living in a different world. Thanks so much, Dennis. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you enjoy my conversations with Dr. Cuddy. Of course, he does all the talking. He's a good friend. And, of course, we do carry his book, Cover Up, Road to Socialism, Mental Health Testing, the pamphlets of the first five articles, the book for the next 10, and then, of course, the timeline to the New World Order. If you'd like to get the quotation by David Rockefeller, where he admits being part of a conspiracy that is conspiring, a cabal that is conspiring, that's page 405 of his memoirs, and we're carrying that because we want you to be able to get that. You have to understand that the Rockefeller family has been part of the occult for a long period of time. And, of course, they're dedicated to the New World Order and the subjugation of common people like you and me. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You can either get the book or the video or the DVD or get them all together. And you get all of these things by calling 1-800-544-8927. David Rockefeller's book is called Memoirs, and it's available from Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand the powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on. I suggest our pamphlets. Actually, I wrote most of it, but Dr. Cuddy wrote four of the essays there, four of the papers. It's called The Occult Hierarchy. You can go up on the Internet and look it up. Representatives of the occult hierarchy that rules the world even have their various websites up there. The Occult Hierarchy, you can get our pamphlets, are only $9.95 for all three pamphlets. You need to have this material to understand what happened on 9-1-1, and that is the most important thing, because more and more people are becoming aware of the fact that we've been lied to. And, of course, if you haven't seen the videos, Loose Chains or Planned Destruction 9-1-1, they're up on the Internet, on Google. You can Google them in. One of them is called Loose Chains. You can skip, pull it down, free the others. Planned Destruction, you can actually see the explosions below the level of the collapse on the buildings. There's no question it was all planned ahead of time. And whether there were any hijackers there that day, I don't know, but I will tell you one thing. And those buildings came down because of planned destruction. This was simply a planned taking down of Building 7 and those buildings, the other two buildings. If you watch very carefully what happens, there's no logical explanation other than, of course, they were imploded as part of a plan, because we had to have an incident to get the American people to go to war with Afghanistan, and then to go to war with Iraq, and next, of course, will be to go to war with Iran, and plunge us into World War III, and with that will come the loss of all of our freedom. Are you going to get involved now, or are you going to wait and wait? Because if you're not involved, who will be, and if not now, when? This is the time for action. You need to get our pamphlets on Foreknowledge 9-1-1. There are three pamphlets there. They're only $9.95. We have so many books and videos and other things we carry. Certainly Joyce Riley's excellent a video, it's put, she and her husband put out, it's called In Plain Sight. In Plain Sight. We have another excellent video called The Day That Changed the World Forever. We're carrying Alex Jones a video on the Bohemian Grove. I think it's excellent. You'll actually see them there in their black robes and their hoods and their chants and their fire and their feigned human sacrifice. And the gigantic owl that they worship. There really are occult forces in our society. Now, just ask for the Bohemian Grove video if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. Actually, there are actually four different videos on there. We think he's done an excellent job on that, and that's why we're carrying it. And then, of course, we have a great four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones and all sorts of information on the organization that your president belongs to, and it's a satanic cult. And, of course, we even describe there how they get together with their black robes and their hoods and their candles and their strange chants. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not make-believe. This is deadly business. And millions of people are going to die more unnecessarily unless you are involved. So go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, right now we have with us Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist who does a tremendous amount of work and research on so many of the things that impact on our lives every day. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Great, and my topic today is about HIV and AIDS, and I know all your listeners wonder, well, I don't have AIDS, I'm not going to get AIDS, but it's going to tell us a bigger story about what's going on with Bill Gates and what's going on with vaccines and what's going on with the high cost of medicine. How come we pay so much? Well, the AIDS story tells it all.
All right, fine. Will you pick up the story then?
Well, of course, the big story running on the news wires this past week has been, well, the insult, as one doctor said, it was despicable for the South African contingent that was attending the International AIDS Conference in Toronto this past week. When they went to the South African booth that they had, their exhibit booth, why they were displaying lemon peel, garlic cloves, African potatoes, and beetroots as the cure for AIDS. Well, of course, this stunned everyone. And, of course, they thought it was called despicable. It was said there was no scientific evidence showing that any of the products were effective against HIV. Why do you think the South African contingent, the only one in the world, it would stand up to make a ridicule of themselves by showing this? There must be something behind it, and it has to do with the health minister, and this is a tongue twister, but Dr. Manto Tshabalala Nisimang.
All right.
Her South African name. She's a black lady, obviously, and has a black tribal name. But she is standing up against the entire drug world, who has planted all these people in South Africa to continue to say that you need to take these antiretroviral drugs. Now, understand, the vast majority of people in the entire continent of Africa, even with the discounted drug prices, cannot afford an antiretroviral medication. And of course, this has gone on so far. Actually, a Harvard medical study shows that there's only 10,000 people in all of Africa. This they signed, many various professors signed this document, with all the hoopla and all the millions of dollars being spent, supposedly even billions of dollars, they spend it all on conferences and all kinds of other stuff, and there's only 10,000 people actually getting these drugs in South Africa. Now, they get them in Canada, they get them in San Francisco, they get them in all other places in the world. But we're talking about Africa, okay? And these people have low incomes and so on. And they're trying to say, well, the critics in South Africa are trying to say there's 5.8 million who have HIV AIDS in Africa.
I think that's in South Africa.
Right. They meant South Africa. And there's about 25 million in the continent. And, of course, most of them cannot afford these drugs whatsoever. And, of course, what they're trying to do is preserve the $3.8 billion of sales of AIDS drugs in the United States, which cost over $10,000 a year. So they do not want that interrupted. And if they they find that they're able to sell these low-cost generic drugs, why it'll bust the profits that they make here in the States.
That's but what about some of these nutritional supplements and the lemon rind and these other things? What do they do?
Well, we'll get into that.
We're going to have to wait just a moment here until we bring our other stations on board. But I guess this, Bill Sardium, and ladies and gentlemen, never underestimate the influence of nutrition in treating any disease. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available at Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NDC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Be back in just a moment. Well, this is Arthur Stan, and our guest is Bill Sardi, and he's talking about the furor that was raised in South Africa when, of course, because they don't have money for treatments, they were suggesting nutritional supplements and garlic and lemon peel and other things that, you know, do carry antibacterial and antiviral, or have antibacterial and antiviral properties. So they have been trying to ridicule and demonize the health minister down there. And yet, what are you going to do? We got 5 million people, and some of them, didn't they actually have some studies that showed that many of the HIV positive children did quite well, at least a significant number of the
treatment? Right. They've done quite well. And the whole story is they waste away as you see them. They're losing weight. Now, we have shown that if you get plenty of protein, and obviously they don't have much protein there in South Africa, but they'll survive far longer. So just a plain nutritional approach with protein, we're going to go into that in just a minute because we think a certain group has reported that they've really got a cure for cancer, and it provides some of these amino acids that you find in proteins, and it's that simple. But the Treatment Action Campaign spokesperson said only 17% of the people with AIDS in South Africa have received these drugs. Well, even if they could afford them, sir, what good would it do them? I mean, they're claiming these wonderful survival rates, fine, but there is this little problem that even he concedes to, and that is drug resistance. You see, you can't take artificial synthetic molecules and put them in human beings without the body putting up some sort of a defense. And so you're doomed to failure once you start on the drugs, because if that's all you're relying on, and not any nutrition to go with it, then you're going to be in trouble as the drug starts to fail. Initially it will work, but there are enzymes in your liver, there are some defenses in your gut, there's some other defense systems in cells, and they will resist this drug, and then therefore you are out of luck and you're going to literally be die, because this is your only defense. Now, there are other ways to put up defenses. These drugs are doomed to failure. They cost too much. And, of course, the whole story is the United States puts up the money for the drugs. Doesn't matter. Here in the United States, you don't have to be on Medicare for this. You don't have to have health insurance. The United States puts up the money, taxpayers do, whatever age you are, for these antiretroviral drugs. Now, they cost $10,000 to $15,000. They're trying to sell them in Africa for about $1,100 a year, but they don't want these generic drugs to come on, or the ones that get around the patents and then be sold here, and they don't really want the American public to catch on that the raw materials used for this are so cheap, and that there's no reason why they'd cost over $300, $400 a year for a whole year's supply with a good profit. And yet what they're doing is that the politicians are in league with the drug companies over this, and of course they extract this a large fee, $10,000 to $15,000 a year, and then that's paid to the drug company, who then hands some of it back to the politicians and political donations, favors, and whatever. And even if they don't, as soon as those guys leave office, then they will. So it doesn't matter. It's very difficult to track a lot of this, and this is what's going on. If you want to talk about something despicable, it's the fact that we're upholding the patents on AIDS drugs while we let people die. And what's happening, as soon as these patents wear out, we've been trying to fix AIDS since 1981, as soon as a drug patent wears out, all of a sudden the doctors say, you know, that drug's not so good, we need to use this other one, which is costly and costs all this money, and now, of course, you've got to use the one that has the new patent. So this is kind of what's going on, this giant shell game brought into play, of course, in Africa. The South African contingent is the only one standing up to it, and they're being ridiculed, called archaic, and so on. Bill Clinton wouldn't take them on, though. He knew that they had something to say, and he didn't want to become unpopular down there with the black population there. But it's no question that if you start providing proteins to these people, they will live far longer. Just plain old good protein. Now, this is called eating eggs and so on, or other sources of powdered protein, and you're going to get a pretty good response. But it's interesting to me that this past week they said, you know, we just found the way, you know, what causes AIDS. What do you mean you just found it? It's called the CD4 or a certain kind of white cell in the body, and when that count for the CD4 white cells gets too low, these are called lymphocytes, why then you're headed to a mortal stage of the disease. And so we know that that's the marker. Well, is the only way to get that CD4 count is to use the drugs? No. There are other ways to do this. The medical literature pointing to some wonderful ways. Fish oil seems to do this. Vitamin D, they're noticing that HIV/AIDS patients are low in vitamin D, and when they give them extra vitamin D, the CD4 white lymphocyte count goes way up. Now, folks, that's what the drugs do, but the drugs are causing resistance. They're doomed to failure. And these are some alternatives. If this were a relative of yours, a loved one of yours, would you suggest that they not take these dietary supplements because they're archaic and there's no chance? Or what would you do? I mean, it's real obvious to me what all of us would do. And, of course, what they're showing is that these things work. They certainly do. They're all documented in the literature. And we just need to get these people better food, better home-based therapy that doesn't cost as much. Here's in Malawi, which is one of the other African countries where the children were given better foods, and they were malnourished. These are HIV-infected children. And of course, they gained weight and so on, and started to pull themselves out of this disease. So you can see that there are ways to do this, and the pharmaceutical companies don't want them found. They've got a big market going, not only $3.8 billion here in North America, but they want to build a market elsewhere in the world. And, of course, they have in Japan, elsewhere. So AIDS somehow has got spread all over the world. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Now the Gates Foundation gets involved, Bill Gates, and of course they've been trying to come up with a cancer vaccine. Dr. Robert Gallo, 1986, said we'll have a HIV vaccine by 1986. He was President Reagan's Health and Human Services Secretary on this issue, and of course they never found one. The United States has spent $200 billion to develop an AIDS vaccine since 1981. $200 billion. Where did the money go, and how could you come up with nothing? They've done this once in a while with some armaments programs where they come up with missiles that don't work and so on. Well, here's another boondoggle, and of course, these viruses mutate. This is a retrovirus, so very difficult to conquer. So Bill Gates is offering $528 million of his money invested through the Gates Foundation to develop an AIDS vaccine. He wants some competition between these labs. Listen, this isn't competition. These guys love this perpetual research, perpetual incomes for them while the patients die. And, of course, this is what the self-serving research industry will do. More than 30 experimental HIV vaccines have been tested in people. It went all the way through the animal tests and so on. What happened to those tests, and why didn't we hear about them? They're not revealing the results of those tests. What happened to the human guinea pigs? How many did they kill? What happened in those studies? They have not revealed the results. This is all coming from the National Vaccine Information Center, blowing the lid off this as to the failures in the development of an AIDS vaccine. And, of course, I don't think anybody really holds any hope for it, but I think Bill Gates is getting conned because they've either got to come up with a vaccine or a drug, some way to make billions of dollars and spread this disease around the planet, as you've heard here previously on Radio Liberty, why they reused the needles in vaccination programs and started to spread disease and HIV all over China. You wonder how they got it in all of these countries, really. And I think Dr. Stan Monteith is probably the best resource in understanding how AIDS got spread and where it really started. Didn't it really start here before it was Africa? I mean, I think all these things are questions that we need to ask and learn about. But the big story today is there really already a cure for HIV and AIDS? Well, according to Dr. Harold Foster, who's Department of Geography, University of Victoria in British Columbia, Canada, he says there already is a cure. He was talking about this in 2004 in Medical Hypotheses. This is where they offer new hypotheses for disease cures and so on. And he launched a hypothesis which was actually shown in a small study to work. And what he says is that people with HIV and AIDS don't make a little antioxidant enzyme called glutathione peroxidase, and they're just completely depleted of a little trace mineral called selenium and three amino acids. We were talking about protein, cysteine, glutamine, and tryptophan. Well, what they did was, a little Canadian group got a hold of this idea of Dr. Foster's and said, let's try and give that to some HIV-infected patients. Well, sure enough, they did. And you know, what they got was a 99% cure rate within 3 weeks. People with AIDS, full-blown. Now, HIV is how it starts. AIDS is the syndrome you get where it's full-blown syndrome. And they were back at work within 3 weeks, 99% of the people.
Oh, that's really is amazing.
It is an amazing story. So And actually, Dr. Foster's been in communication with me. There's an update he's sending me, and we'll have more of this on one of your programs in the future. But apparently, it's quite encouraging.
All right, fine. Well, I'll look forward very much to seeing that. And, of course, it certainly is quite logical that there could be certainly deficiencies in certain people, because some people get the disease, or a small number, even though they have HIV. They never come down with full-blown AIDS. In other words, their CD4 cell count never really falls. And some of these people have been living with this disease for 20 years. Why? We'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Sardi as we begin exposing this. And the fact you're not hearing about this simply reflects the degree of control that exists over what we think. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs, and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking, thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Right back here. Well, this is Arthur Stan, and Bill is simply talking about how, you know, so many people will be taking so many drugs today, and you're talking about a lot of people putting out $300 or $400 a month on the drugs, and with the, of course, Medicare Part D, why, that's just as about what the deductible is, so you're really not, you're going to have to put that out of your own pocket. And Bill is just saying that there are certain dietary supplements. For instance, magnesium is a wonderful dietary supplement. It slows down the heart rate. It slows down the irritability of the heart. So, you know, your heart beats on a much more regular basis. And there are so many things in the way of dietary supplements that will really alter your whole physiology. And if you're really dosing yourself right, you're not going to have to take a lot of these expensive medications, and each one of those medications has the potential complications. And sometimes they'll affect your mood or your psyche, and when you begin taking these artificial molecules in, there's sometimes whatever you're taking will actually produce more complications, and then you need another medication. And pretty soon you've got a little brown paper bag just full of medicines that you're taking, and you're not getting better. So pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, certainly we're trying to show people that most of the medicines have never been proven safe, even though you think they're FDA approved. They are, but they were never proven to be safe. They're supposed to be doing follow-up safety studies. The Food and Drug Administration admits and concedes they have not conducted these studies, and that means you're using relatively unsafe medicines, despite the fact that so many of you put your trust and faith in the FDA. And you're so reluctant to abandon these problematic medicines. Most people who start abandoning these, even if they're slowly weaning away, they start feeling better right away. And maybe you will too. Something as innocent as an aspirin tablet can be very mortal because they cause hemorrhages in the brain. It can cause gastric bleeding and kill thousands of people a year. So it may sound even innocent for a doctor to prescribe aspirin. It would never be approved by the FDA again if it ever went through as a new application in the FDA, and we need to be aware of these things. Aspirin is very acidic. It'll get caught in your esophagus and burn it. It will aerosol the acidity, and then it get back up into your lung and cause irreversible asthma rest of your life. I know you say you're taking a baby aspirin that's coated and all that. It still causes this. Unfortunately, the studies show this. So you need to be careful about even the most innocent-appearing pills. Acetaminophen destroys the liver, is the number one cause of liver transplants in the United States. That's Tylenol. It's on your shelf. None of us knew this. By the way, when your babies have a fever, what do you give them? Tylenol, a liver poison. So amazingly, they make their way through it. But we should never do this and never use any of these medicines, and I wonder how we ever got them approved. We cannot trust the Food and Drug Administration any longer, and of course this is just something that we need to become aware of. Anyway, regardless of all this, I want to head to somewhere which is actually, I say it's a lot of fun. There's a man, and his name is George Eby, and he lives in Texas. And you might know George indirectly by his product that he wildly made popular in the United States for a while called Coldies. And he had developed a unique form of zinc lozenge, which then was widely marketed through the cold season and attested to cure common colds with zinc. Now, the problem is he came under a lot of criticism. Others studied zinc tablets. They didn't work, but they didn't test his tablet. And, of course, his is the one that actually worked. It was a different form of zinc in a different dosage, and so all these critics stand aside now. As George Eby prevails as having something that really does help us once we get the common cold, you just have to get his brand. But we're not going to give him a free ad here today. We're going to talk about something more because there's more to George Eby than just trying to make a buck. And he's been spending his own money on research and putting it into papers he's written that get submitted to medical hypotheses where they launch out with new ideas and ways to cure disease. And something remarkable hit my eye. And then I realized his name was on the paper, and he worked with a Dr. William Halcom down in Arizona. And the two put together an astounding little discovery, and that is high-dose zinc to terminate angina pectoris, that chest pain that all of us can have. They used to give nitroglycerin for this. You know, they kind of got out of favor with that. Now they Now they stick a wire stent, a little prop, in your artery and never mention nitroglycerin. Well, George Eby has a cure for angina, and when we get back in just a minute, we'll tell you about it.
All right, fine. Well, I guess this afternoon is Bill Sardi is a health journalist. And of course, you'll want to go to his website is askbillsardi.com, is that com or org?
.com.
.com, and then knowledgeofhealth.com. That's askbillsardi.com or knowledgeofhealth.com. Both of them take you exactly to the same place. So we'll be back here in just a moment as we begin exploring some of these alternative treatments that are out there, and you really need to know about it because you have to be responsible for your health.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's LIBBERTEES. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
There. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bill is talking about the relationship between zinc and the cholesterol levels, and of course balancing zinc with copper, pointing out that certain people had chronic angina, chronic chest pain, you know, for years, and nothing seemed to help them. On large dose zinc or high dose zinc, unabsorbable to zinc, of course, they did really fairly well, and this was something that was found many years ago. In fact, there are older studies that talk about this. I can remember 25 years ago when the detail people were coming around and talking about zinc. Never seemed to take hold, and pretty soon everybody sort of forgot about it. But pick up the story there. You were talking about the the zinc and the copper and then the cholesterol. How does that all fit together?
Well, it all fits together because we know, you know, when they test for copper and cholesterol, what they do is if you want to cause cholesterol to harden in your arteries, you just add a little copper to a laboratory dish. Now, that isn't a real artery. It's called an in vitro test, out-of-the-body test, but it tells you that copper is the real oxidizer or hardener of cholesterol. Iron is, too, but copper is a very, very strong oxidant. And so zinc counters the copper. Now, we've known this all along, but somehow when you get into interpretation of this, you see, if you take high doses of zinc and it raises your circulating copper number, that's not the plaque number, that's just what's circulating. Well, what turns out is it appears to be exiting, is what George is saying. If you give high-dose zinc for a short period of time, it couldn't really cause much trouble with your immune system or anything else, because what it's going to do, he's saying, take a 300-milligram zinc pill for 14 days. Zinc, EB calls this his 14-day high-dose zinc arterial flush angina no more regimen. And, of course, what he's saying is just do it for 14 days. Don't have your cholesterol tested at the time. It might be high. He's saying it's exiting your system, because what happens is copper's not, it's unbound. It's released from the cholesterol. Cholesterol dissolves, becomes a more soluble form, and exits the body. This is what he's saying. And so just disregard the cholesterol number for a short time, undergo this flush, and apparently he's got quite a few reports of dramatic cures that seem to, even just one time, seems to work quite well. Now, zinc gluconate, chloride, acetate, glycinate, histidine, sulfate, these are all good, just not the oxide one. And, of course, this makes sense to me if you know about metals and so on, because metals get out of whack in our body. Men particularly tend to have more iron and copper than women until women hit menopause. Why? Then they also get the same problem. But I think George Eby of Austin, Texas, is on to something big here. And I'll tell you, if I had this problem, knowing all the troubles that they inappropriately prescribe to fix you from angina. They've got all these wire props they put in called stents. They've got all the medicines that cause you headaches and all these other problems they've got. Of course, you can go with a four-way bypass surgery, which, again, you're just going to take an artery that's going to get clogged again. So you'll be like some people left for dead. There was a man who wrote a book like that. They finally had so many coronary artery surgeries they wouldn't do anything more for him. And he just took hot cayenne pepper, which is a vasodilator, just widens the blood vessels, just like nitroglycerin does. And, of course, it saved his life for years. He survived for a number of years on just cayenne pepper when they said there was nothing more they could do for him. So, but I wonder if George Eby really isn't on to something big. And I wonder, just by getting the word out like this, I do not believe that zinc will cause any harm for such a short period of time. There have been so many men, even from this program, who've called me, emailed me, frightened to death, still got their angina, and I've told them various things, high doses of vitamin C and chondroitin sulfate and so on. But here's another one we can add to our list. It's such a short term, and it has such a long-term benefit, and I can't even foresee any kind of side effect from it. So the 14-day high-dose zinc arterial flush, using it for angina pectoris. It's known to work. There's lots of good literature on it. And I would say find a good form of zinc. Even if you don't have your angina, you might do this for 14 days. Might be a good thing to do. But at any rate, it's wonderful when somebody breaks the mold here. It'd be fun to see in bigger studies. Obviously, nobody's going to come up with money on this study from the National Institutes of Health. But be fun for the public to take charge, start doing this, the word get around, and sooner or later, we don't need all those other medicines, and we don't have to worry about Medicare Part D and the donut hole and out-of-pocket expenses because we're healthy, and we're just going to stay that way. And, of course, that's what we'd like to do with more people. It's obviously that the drug companies are working in league with our politicians to keep drug prices high. They don't want us to go to Canada to get our medicines cheaper. They want to forbid that. I was humorously reading an article that someone bought some medicines online and then had side effects, and of course that'll teach him for buying these things from overseas pharmacies. I'm laughing. It had still the same side effects with the same drug over here. What are you talking about? It has nothing to do with where you bought it from. So this is just the kind of thing that happens. They're trying to steer you away that you might get some unsafe drug over there. The same drug here will cause the same side effects. So we're just being given propaganda, and they bought off the news agencies because many of the news sources today derive a great source of income and advertising from the drug companies. If you haven't noticed that the evening news, almost in every television channel, whether it's their advertising Viagra, Cialis, or whatever it is brought to you by pharmaceutical companies today. They're not going to step on their source of income. And, of course, this is why you're paying so much money. Don't continue in your naivety. You're paying for this with your life, you and your loved ones. You're paying for it in side effects. You're paying for it out of your wallet with a great deal of money, and there are natural alternatives. If you want to learn some of these, you can just go to the website knowledgeofhealth.com. There's lots of free information there, and some people like to read books. Okay, I've got a few books for sale there, but that's for the folks that like to read books. We try to give away all this in synopsis form somewhere there on the website, whether it's about heart disease or cancer or autism or whatever issues are bothering you. We've had a lot of people with atrial fibrillation, the fluttering of the heart, and we've written two or three reports on that recently, trying to get, there's about 2 million Americans suffering with that, and they really don't have a remedy for it other than to give you blood thinners, which don't solve the problem. So we're trying to write good reports there. We're trying to show you that modern medicine doesn't have answers for all your health problems. Yeah, they have treatment. They certainly do. Many of the treatments are inappropriate, and you'll see a new report on my website talking about inappropriate medicine. And we just think it's rather curiously interesting that many people, for instance, will have high blood pressure due to the fact that they have high blood sugar. That's the cause of the blood pressure rising. Now, do they give you a drug to handle your blood sugar? No, they give you a beta blocker, which slows your heart rate trying to lower the blood pressure. They give you a diuretic, which you excrete water to lower your blood pressure. And they give you, of course, an ACE inhibitor, which has something to do with the way your blood vessels widen. But that isn't your problem. Your problem is your blood sugar. So you never get well because they never take care of the cause of the problem. So you're constantly on that drug, never getting any better, always suffering the side effects. And by the way, as one user of these drugs pointed out to me, two of those drugs I just mentioned, the ACE inhibitors and the beta blockers, give you diabetes. How do you like that? So now you are forever having your hypertension problem and never getting out of it and risking stroke every moment of the way, even though you're on these medicines. At times, they'll get out of control or you forget to take your medicine and so you're in trouble. So if you're doing something to handle the blood sugar, you wouldn't need any of these medicines in the first place. They admit that no single antihypertensive medicine usually works if they have to put you on two or three, and now all the side effects in multiples, and of course you have no idea of what's happening to you and your loved ones. You're just taking the medicines because the doctor said so. We've got to stop the insanity. We've got to back away from these medicines. I know you're scared to death that your blood pressure of 140 over 90, you're going to end up with a stroke. That's probably normal for your age, and you don't even need any medicine or supplements. You're being fed a real line here in regards to when you need the blood pressure medicines, and as Dr. Stan has said, his blood pressure has been on the high side throughout life, and of course, this is just the way it is. As you get a little older, you can go up to like 157, I believe over 96 or so before you. It's called age-adjusted blood pressure before you have an increased risk in stroke. This was shown by researchers at UCLA. So, you know, many times people are put on these medicines inappropriately, and then the treatment is inappropriate for the cause. The doctor never looking at what is causing the hypertension. For instance, in a few people, it could be their kidneys aren't filtering properly. In some people, it could be because the heart is calcified or something like that. Could be if your aorta, that's the first blood vessel outside your heart, is calcified, then your first blood pressure number is going to be sky high, because as the heart pumps, it senses that the aorta is stiff and it has to pump harder to against the aorta because of the stiffness there. And, of course, then your first number in your blood pressure is higher. And, of course, that might be to arterial calcification. There's some antidotes for that. You can get vitamin C, rice bran extract, and so on. You'll find this all in a report at my website on hypertension, and it's free. It's a multi-page report, quite lengthy, and you can read it all fully referenced. And trying to lead you out of the woods, because American medicine is collapsing. It has collapsed. They're propping it up with false patents, extending patents. The politicians are in league with this. They're raping the public money, and eventually Medicare will go totally bankrupt, which I hate to say, I hope it happens soon so that we finally have to rely on some other alternatives. There's no way to get the public that's frightened to death to back away from these medicines. Maybe we'll just get to a day when the government's bankrupt and can't keep providing them to you, and then you'll have to find your way to, like, garlic cloves that will keep you from getting germ infections instead of the antibiotic drugs that just cause germ resistance, and then you have no resistance to any infection whatsoever. We've got to stop the insanity. We have to move to more natural ways of doing this. And, of course, we're just pawns. We listen to doctors. I can't blame anybody. I'm just trying to tell you, become enlightened, learn more, and you'll get healthier. That's the idea. And, you know, I do this a little bit myself. I'm age 61 now. I have a young-sounding voice. Don't let this fool you. And I have a two-year-old here at home. But, you know, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have cholesterol problems. I don't have arthritis. It's amazing. You do these things, you'll learn about it, you'll be healthy. And that's all I can say is it works. You just need to have the confidence enough to do these things and to not live with all the side effects from the medicines.
All right. Well, I certainly agree with you. And having in my own life, you know, avoided medicines as much as I could. I mean, I practiced medicine for many years. When I went to practice back in 1960, Hawaii, it was $4 for an office visit. Eventually went up to $5 for an office visit. I was a specialist, $27 for a consultation. I hate to think what it costs today. A simple office visit, $40 or $50. The hospital rooms that used to cost $50 a day are now $3,000 or $4,000 a day, and that doesn't include any going to into the surgery. And all of this is directly referable to government interference in the healthcare system and a corrupt medical insurance program that actually encourages over hospitalization and over prescriptions. And you've got to get people responsible for their own health. And when they're paying for what they're getting, why, they're going to be able to ration it themselves rather than having the government ration it. If we had a county hospital system, nobody died because they couldn't get medical care. And the doctors went out and they could afford to spend time out at the county hospital taking care of the truly poor and indigent. We had a far better system. And then the government came along. The government got into league with the drug companies. If you haven't read the wonderful book we carry called The Truth About the Drug Companies, written by somebody on the staff at Harvard, former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, Dr. Marshall Angel, who dared to tell the truth about what was really going on. And, of course, they came after her with tooth and fang, and to the point where she won't make any statements anymore, but we still have her book, The Truth About the Drug Companies. And when you realize how they're raping our population and they're putting out drugs that frankly aren't safe, you'll be shocked. Now, this woman, the editor of the most prestigious journal in the United States, former editor, I should say, the New England Journal of Medicine, Marcia Engels, Angel, is the truth about the drug companies. I sure, in fact, I think you sent me my copy initially, didn't you, Bill?
That's right, we did. And, of course, she's been ostracized. It's amazing to me. It's not that we don't have the right information. We've got plenty of books on this now. We have plenty of documentation. It hasn't gotten down to the level of the public, because the public somehow continues to think that's somewhere else. That's not me. And that's not my wonderful doctor. Now, we're not trying to demonize doctors. We're trying to say they're just caught up in a big system that they can't see either. And unless the patients bolt, we're never going to get reform. And this is what's gone on. I mean, understand the television systems, like the networks advertise Vioxx. It drove patients to doctors' offices. They took the Vioxx. Thousands died. And this, of course, wasn't even an over-counter anti-inflammatory. This was something where doctors could have put a stop to it. The TV stations could have put a stop to it because basically they see something unsafe, they can stop it.
But I don't think the average doctor really understood what was going on, because the drug companies were telling detailed people what to see. The doctors to lie to them.
That's right, and this is how this went on. But what we are saying is, you know, you need to think twice. Your doctor may not be totally in the loop on this, and you're being given medicines. And, you know, my twin brother's now had a little health problem, and he's been put on some medicines, and I warned him to stay away. And sure enough, he had to go through each medicine and find out just about, you know, all the poison that was related and side effects to each one. He wouldn't listen. So he went ahead and used them. And, of course, it's sad to see. Now, he's off all of them because he immediately, as soon as he tried them, why, he was falling asleep at the wheel of his car. He was having all kinds of trouble. So this is the kind of issue that you get into. And don't pay the price the wrong way is what we're saying. By the way, medicines are good for us when we need them in the short term, when we're in real jams, when we're in surgery and other things. We need them, but not long term.
And I think you'll get a lot of wisdom off of knowledgeofhealth.com. That's knowledgeofhealth.com or askbillsardi.com. And these are not commercial websites. There's a lot of material out there. Bill has done a wonderful job of documenting so many of these things. And you can get all the references and look them up if you want to, as I have. And I will tell you, an excellent source of information. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and what we're saying in many ways is heretical. And most doctors are really trying to do the best they can, but they go to the same meetings I go to. They go to the read the same journals I used to read. And, of course, they do not get the truth in most of them. Most of them will tell you water fluoridation is great. And it's really, of course, aimed at fertility control, at population control, and it makes your bones softer. It lowers your IQ. It lowers your sperm count. It has produces premature menarche in women. Affects your heart disease, double the incidence of heart disease. In Newburgh, New York, where they compare this with another community where they do not have fluoridated water. They know all of these things. And I'm talking about the people in the U.S. Public Health Service who are there because they have an agenda. And they believe there are too many people in the world. There really are some people like that. Most people really don't know, but you can get the documentation in my talk, The Hidden Agenda, and our syllabus. And you'll see the scientific studies that I got permission to actually publish. That's the hidden agenda. You need to understand what's going on. Let me suggest the book, The Truth About the Drug Companies, by Dr. Marshall Angel, former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. Then the book, Death by Medicine and Death by RX, the second one by Dr. Strand, the first one by Carolyn Dean. Excellent book on magnesium, The Miracle of Magnesium, and I'll tell you, I've been very, very pleased taking magnesium myself. You'll certainly want to get the book by Dr. Russ Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and they really can. This is an excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets by Dr. Russ Blaylock, and then, of course, his other books, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients and Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, going into the NutraSweet and the MSG that they're putting in your foods, designed, of course, to lead to Parkinson's disease and degenerative neurological disease and brain tumors in animals, a significant increase in the incidence of brain tumors, and certainly with the NutraSweet, pathological obesity. Oh, they keep telling us it's the Colonel's fault. Oh, it's McDonald's fault. No, it's in large part the aspartame. They know it produces pathological obesity in every animal they give it to, and they know it produces it in human beings, but they don't want you to be healthy. There really are people out there, and the man who got this justified, the man who got this certified by the FDA, is none other than the man who sent our boys over to Iraq with inadequate equipment and inadequate personnel, a man named Donald Rumsfeld. He did it back in 1980 when he was on the transition team for the Reagan administration that came in and the president of J.D. Searle, and he made hundreds of millions of dollars off of the suffering of human beings by getting a poison certified to be given to our people, aspartame and NutraSweet. We can thank Donald Rumsfeld for that. And then maybe we can understand why we're not winning the war over in Iraq. So, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Blaylock, we recommend it to you again, the other books, The Miracle of Magnesium, Death by Medicine, Death by RX, so many various products we have dealing with the health issues, and if you'd like to know more, why, of course, you can send you our health catalog that lists most of the books we carry. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-544-8927, the book is Death by Modern Medicine. By Dr. Carolyn Dean. Remember, we do carry the Berkey products, and if you want to get the fluoride out of your water, why, you can get those out with Berkey products, although you can't buy the big Berkey here in the state of California. You can't get Berkey Light, and you can get the special fluoride filters. And you do not want to be drinking fluoridated water because it has a profound impact on your brain. What do you think the active ingredient in Prozac is? Or Luvox? Why, it's the fluoride. What's the active ingredient in halothane we used to use for anesthesia? Why, it's fluoride. I mean, it has a definite effect on your brain. Why are they putting it in the water? because it has a definite effect on your brain. Understand, we're dealing with people who have a different agenda, a different worldview. Pray for America. I number 1-800-544-8927.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With the news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. The Bush administration is taking a wait-and-see approach on Iran's offer of serious talks on its nuclear program. Correspondent Mark Smith has the latest.
Iran delivered a detailed response to an offer of talks and incentives the administration and U.S. allies made earlier this summer. Those had an important precondition, a halt to the uranium enrichment that President Bush thinks is aimed at building a bomb. And Tehran has not yet made clear if that work will stop. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino says U.S. diplomats now have a copy of Iran's response and are looking it over. But briefing reporters as the president flew here to Minnesota, she would not say if there's any sign of movement.
There are no survivors from the crash of a Russian passenger jet with at least 170 people on board. It went down today in eastern Ukraine after sending a distress signal. Authorities say they've ruled out terrorism. This is IRN.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost...